Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB. Got a great one for you. You don't want to miss it tonight. The revolving revolution in the Middle East. Have you ever thought about that the things are not as you think they are? While we're caught up in the events of the nightmare in Japan concerning nuclear fallout, all eyes are glued there. The Middle East is now the powder keg that I have long predicted that would start the third and final world war. We're right in the middle of it right now. It's been going on actually since the 90s, since Bush Sr. invaded Iraq. We have Iraq, Afghanistan. We just had the uprising in Egypt. Now we are bombing and creating destruction in Libya. It's an insanely dangerous, planned, mega nuclear confrontation coming up in the Middle East. It's a flashpoint that will be several orders of magnitude greater in terms of danger to the entire human race. Now, we've talked about the depopulation of the overpopulation and the domino revolutions in the Middle East was well planned by the United States Department, the CIA, the Mossad, and a select group of think tank thinkers who have planned this at least 10 years ago. We had a U.S. general, three-star general, that confirmed this, that they were seven Middle East nations that were to be taken down before the Great War between what we would call the Syrian Hezbollah, Iran, and that we will start the war. Israel will bomb Iran as soon as they can attack Iran. And as we know, they're going to have to be some strategic moves before that we can move in, get ready for the Third World War. Within 2 years, we'll be at war. It will involve nuclear weapons, large loss of life. You know, if you notice, Jerusalem would be a burdensome stone, the Bible said, in the last days. Well, most people have been led to believe that Yahweh is going to fight for Israel, and Israel's going to be victorious. But have you ever considered that that might not be true, that you might have been handed very handily, by the way? The Christian church believes that those that are called Israel, now, a people of Khazarian bloodline, came into Eastern Europe back in the 30s, the 20s and the 30s. They were roving gypsies, very wise, very, very wise people, and they had adopted the Jewish religion in the 8th century. These are those who have gone to Israel with a mandate in 1948. Moved in as Jews when they don't even have any bloodline affiliation with the sons of Jacob. We know that the Iran, Syria, Hezbollah alliance is now at Israel's north. And until that is taken away, they can't attack Iran because of Syria and Hezbollah. Now we're having uprisings in Syria, and the first time that I can ever remember, it's been a dictatorial nation. It's people very subservient. And today, the unrest, just like in Egypt, we had an uprising in Egypt. The people rebelled. The Egyptian military said that they would not fire on their own people. Wonder why that they wouldn't fire when now they are in alliance with the sworn enemies of Israel. And now we've got a military dictatorship in Egypt with a large army. And Israel is now finding itself in a tightened noose. And they're working feverishly to remove Syria and Lebanon as a threat on its northern borders. Now, the massive rocket missile threat to Israel's north will be why Gaddafi, as he is showing his willingness to fight and resist, you can expect the Syrian government and its allies to go much further. They're fully aware that only their joint military threat against Israel has kept them from being destroyed like Iraq. The whole thing about Iraq was oil. The whole thing about Libya is oil. These are just the dessert for the United States and its NATO allies. We need oil. And so why not go where it's at? Saudi Arabia will soon become a victim. And then we've got the whole Middle East in chaos. And that's what they want. The New World Order is to spread chaos. They're going to bring in the last days, chaotic times. Albert Pike, in 1800, said, we need three world wars. World War I, World War II, World War III, coming up. We need those three world wars to bring in the new world order. Now, these nations, Syria, Iran, Lebanon, and Hezbollah, they know that if the alliance is removed, that their heads will go on the chopping block. In the event that a revolution appears to be getting close to success in Syria, they're very likely to launch a war with Israel instead of waiting like sheep for their own destruction. That puts a trigger hair on the current events in Syria. What Syria? She will not go quietly into the night. There are somewhere between 40,000 to 60,000 rockets with updated guided missiles in Lebanon. They were placed there by Iran and Syria. Now, these are normally under the command of the Hezbollah, but in reality, they are effectively controlled by Iranian and Syrian commanders. These rockets and guided missiles constitute a large percentage of the destruction strategy and counterforce throw weight from the Iranian-Syrian-Hezbollah alliance. And we found out when Israel invaded Lebanon to try to push the Hezbollah out, they were roundly defeated by any tank weaponry that was supplied by the Iranian-Syrian connection. Now, we know that the really big guns are the Iranian and their advanced biological. This is something you don't hear about. The advanced biological arsenal of genetically engineered viruses, and these do not require rockets or missiles for delivery, and in fact are global strategic WMD weapons of mass destruction, comparable in potential kill levels to global strategic thermonuclear warfare weapons. This is in the arsenal of the large Hezbollah rocket missiles and are a grave danger that is directed toward Israel. And the second Lebanon war, which Israel lost, the Hezbollah forces were simply demonstrating their ability to deliver ordnance on target over northern Israel using mostly relatively short-range, unguided rockets and dumb warheads, simple high-explosive warheads like Saddam Hussein used in the first Gulf War with his Scuds. Actually, Hussein had modified the version of the Scud that the Iranians and Syrians using their Hezbollah forces were delivering a warning by firing repeatedly into their enemy. They were demonstrating their ability to hit their enemy, but were only by choice using low impact, dumb, high explosive warheads. Saddam held back a force of missiles armed with weapons of mass destruction, which is why we did not finish the war the first time. It was only after that he had agreed to give up his weapons of mass destruction and delivery capabilities that the war toward Iraq began. We wondered why that Bush pulled out abruptly without going into Iraq. Now we know there was weapons of mass destruction. They had to be removed, and they were. And then they went in. George Jr. finished the deal. We're still there, and we're there for a purpose. The bases that we've had established in Iran will be used against or Syria, and Iran will be the victims of these bases in Iraq. If we conquer Lebanon or Libya, we are then in position to direct a three-prong attack. This is designed especially by Israel and the CIA to have these missiles or planes and warheads, which they will use to start the Third World War. Iran will retaliate with these weapons of mass destruction, biological warfare, and folks, you just don't know what havoc it will bring to people that are downwind to these long-range missiles. Even America will not be safe. So then, that's the plan. We are to blame Iran and Syria, which will launch these missiles at all of their enemies, and they are standard tactical nuclear warheads, and they can be outfitted very quickly with weapons of mass destruction, which includes chemical warheads of various types, Syria and Iran have one of the largest, if not the largest, joint chemical warfare programs on Earth, and they are sworn to use it. Additionally, they can use the advanced biological produced biotoxin warheads for a longer lasting chemical war effect. They can also use dirty bombs, that is, radiological warheads, using things like Cobalt 60 and other items in the radiation field, which give the effect of radiological fallout without using or producing a nuclear blast. They can also use these weapons encased in advanced matrix containing hard-to-remove glue so that the radioactive particles are glued to buildings, cars, already tested, ladies and gentlemen. We got the technology from America, making any decontamination effort almost impossible. Now, the Israelis see these rockets and missiles and their assorted warheads as a grave threat. They have to plan strategically their steps well. They must remove these. And so the uprising in Libya and other Mideast nations like Egypt, but it may backfire upon their plans, as the first step in the war is against Syria and Iran. But the low-cost but powerful AT-14 Russian-built supplied anti-tank missiles proved too much when the IDF invaded Lebanon with their armor. The losses were simply staggering and too high. And this time the IDF will be using different tactics, strategies, and weapons to begin this war. Both Syria and Lebanon have made it very clear over the last few months that any large-scale Israeli attack on Lebanon Hezbollah will be considered attack on Iran and Syria. That's why that you see the unrest in Syria. But what if Syria reacts in the hard line and starts killing its own people, like Gaddafi was starting to kill the people in Libya? Would that trigger an invasion of Syria? We know that Syria would act fast to declare war, and Israel would be the target, and then the Middle East would become a powder keg, the time of trouble such as never was, some since the beginning until now. We know that the Syrian-Iranian homeland would be defended, and any war on Lebanon means a general Middle East war from day one. It's going to plunge quickly. And the New World Order, who planned this very carefully, knows that. The distraction in Japan, most minds are on the fallout from the Japanese disaster. You haven't seen anything on the scale that's coming here. America will not escape the weapons of mass destruction with biological chemical warfare will actually take out large sums of people. And that's what is planned for those who will become victims, and we've got nobody to blame We can't blame America. We can't blame Israel. But we can blame the Iranians and the Syrians. And so then, take the trouble in Syria very seriously. If they are threatened and there is a regime change coming up, you can bet one thing. Syria and Iran will act with their treaty that they have between them, large sums of weapons of mass destruction. We believe that Iran has nuclear weapons. We believe that Iran would use them. We believe that Syria has been supplied as well. We believe that when America invaded Iraq, all of Saddam's arsenal of weapons of mass destruction went to Syria. We know that through intelligence. They still have it. Israel will be forced in the usage of their thermonuclear warheads against the Arab and Persian population centers in large parts of the Middle East, with the resulting spread of radioactive fallout over large parts of the Northern Hemisphere. And the first use of nukes is out to become the warheads that are directed against Iranian underground facilities, including both nuclear sites and governmental command and control centers and leadership bunkers, with limited strikes also likely early on in the Syrian territory. The Iranians are well prepared to launch a global advanced biological warfare terrorism-based strike against not only Israel and America and the allied forces in the Middle East, but also against the American, Canadian, British, French, German, Italian homelands. And this will utilize the DNA recombination-based genetically engineered super killer viruses that are designed to spread themselves throughout the world using humans as the vectors. There are very few defenses against such warfare other than total quarantine of the population until all of the different man-made viruses. And there could be dozens or even over 100 different viruses that would be drug-resistant, drugs we don't even have, by the way, released. We think it's planned. And this could kill, listen, this could kill up to one half of the world's total population. Well, isn't that what they want? Now, for those governments that are underground with filtered air, nuclear-supplied energies, long in the making, this is why that they've done this, folks. They're going to hide underground when the initial retaliation from Iranian and Syrian warfare begins. This Israeli-triggered war will certainly cause a Russian-Chinese response, and the kings of the East will come into play, and Armageddon will begin. It is the last world war planned. After this war, the New World Order will have its way. It's highly unlikely that a third world war fought with 21st century weaponry will be anything but the biblical Armageddon that I have described to you. The entire world is facing a danger that they can see. It's nice to sit in your homes, to see the pictures of our F-16s, our missile-armed airplanes ruling the skies, knocking out the tanks below, destroying the colonel's armored vehicles. That's all he's got. And it's easy to knock them out. The Syrians and the Iranians will be much smarter. They will not wait. If there is a coup in Syria, you can believe one thing, that the Mossad and the CIA well planned this many years ago. And now it is coming to pass that the Iranian nuclear program will be the reason for the war, so that Iran will retaliate. After first strikes, they will retaliate. And the National Intelligence Estimate stated clearly that there is no Iranian nuclear weapon program, and numerous UN and international weapons inspectors have reported time and again that there's no active Iranian nuclear weapons program. When Israel is saying that they already have the bomb, they're forced into a situation, and it could be planned, to actually destroy Israel. Israel has to be very careful here as she launches this war and these weapons that can kill hundreds of millions in North America, hundreds of millions in Western Europe and Israel. It's a program of an advanced bio-war program with recombination DNA. In other words, it can scramble your DNA. Genetically engineered, unstoppable killer viruses that will sweep the world, and the destruction of these WMDs is insane. With a government planned World War III, as they go underground in bunkers for protection, they will only emerge from their underground facilities when the war ends and the coast is clear. It's a perfect storm from hell. It is the feared Armageddon that we're leading up to. While the heads are turned toward Japan, the real problem lays tonight right in Syria and in Iran, where they are set to begin an all-out war between the U.S. and Israel on one side, and Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, Hamas on the other side. People in the public have been largely ignorant about the rise of a new type of global strategic warfare. Most people understand biological war weapons as powered anthrax or smallpox and the like. But this will be your grandfather's bowel war. Over the last 25 years, an entire new level of mass killing has evolved and will be used by these desperate nations of Iran and Syria and the Hezbollah. They're well armed and ready, and they already entered the nuclear club. They have nuclear weapon producing capabilities, where we know that approximately $1 million would be the cost to kill one person from nuclear weapons. It would cost $1 million of technology development. That's what it costs. But if you're using weapons of biological warfare, you're killing a person for 80 cents. Which one would be more acceptable? And these nations will use them. And the United States knows it. Israel knows it. The Soviet Union knows it. Back when the Iranians were trying to gather scientists back in the 70s and the early 80s, they offered $5,000 a month salaries to a large number of destitute, out-of-work, former Soviet biowar chemical experts. Many of the Russian desperate scientists accepted, and they built up over the last 20 years a truly world-class program of chemical development. They co-developed with Syria the Earth's largest chemical warfare program. It's never mentioned. You very seldom hear of any warning from the West. You know why? You'll be the victim of this very cheap way for their delivery. It does not require an ICBM. It doesn't require $2 billion per copy. It don't need B-2 bombers to kill hundreds of millions. The genetically engineered viruses are submicroscopic, with no antidote developed, can spread unnoticed in public places and continue spreading from person to person until a whole population could be wiped out. If the knowledge of Iran having such lethal weapons, those pushing war on Iran know what they will do. The question becomes, why would they push Iran and Syria into such a move? It's because the global strategic weapons of mass destruction that we've heard about that Saddam had, and clearly he got rid of his by giving them to Syria. That was his farewell gift to, he knew that Syria would come under the gun just like he did, because he knew the plan. These Arabs are not as dumb as you might think. And they do have delivering capability in the chemical advanced biological fuel air explosives. They can deliver them right now. And so in the morning, we could have those weapons being unleashed in the Middle East. It will be that time of trouble that's spoken of in the Bible. It's coming. It's got to come. Albert Pike, the prophet of the New World Order, who designed this secret plan for those who could escape by being underground, these chemicals would not affect those who have a proper coverage. That's why they bore into the ground and hide themselves. They know that these countries will use them, and so they won't get blamed. We'll have to blame Iran. Remember, they're going to fight for their life. Their nation will be destroyed. Syria will be destroyed. Damascus, according to the Bible, it's the oldest city in the world. It will disappear. As Israel and America will bomb Damascus. They will bomb all the cities in Iran, but too late. The favor will be returned through a chemical, partial nuclear, but you can expect, since they have large arsenal of destructive power through chemical delivery, they will use it. Now, it don't make no sense to go to war and to actively push for war with an enemy that can destroy your society. What's going on? Is it a case of psychopaths who cannot and will not allow their enemies to checkmate? No matter what the cost in human lives and the effective destruction of the nations that they draw their power from, or is it this something more that they've got planned? To push these nations into using these chemical agents. And they themselves who instituted and provoked has the perfect plan to go down into their holes and hide until the storm has passed. Here then, they will slowly build back the kingdom that they own. With 2/3 of the world's population destroyed, the other 1/3 will be used as servants. The global bankers, they plan to bring down the American and world's economy. Look at it right now. It's going to soon be that you can't buy a gallon of gas if you wanted it. Food is going to rise to where bread will cost $25 or $30 a loaf. And you won't have any choices. You'll take what you can get. Then they can acquire as much of our wealth as possible at far sale prices. This is an old strategy that they've used, and the world is facing much worse danger with this regional war into the Middle East that will become global. Strategic weapons of mass destruction will be used with the death of hundreds of millions in North America, that's where you live, Europe, the Middle East, and globally. Don't worry about Japan. Keep your eyes on Syria and Iran. They're not going to be pushed beyond. Now, the New World Order is taking a chance as they have incited these uprisings in these nations, and it seems like these ill-armed Libyans, foreign AK-47s, basically all they've got, rocket launchers and things of this nature, they're not a threat, but there's nations that America and Israel have not dared to invade. Iran have got the Soviet-built, state-of-the-art missiles. There's only two airplanes in the United States arsenal that can defeat these missiles. That's the V-2 bomber, a stealth bomber, and the F-22, a secretly highly secret airplane that has advanced technology. That's the only two. But there's not enough of those built to do the damage that they would need to do to take out Iran's weapons of mass destruction before Iran and Syria can retaliate. That's why they have this coalition, and with this advanced weaponry strategy, they shall stick together. They know that that's their only chance with the massive power of the United States. Mr. Netanyahu, the unholy high priest, has planned this before Israel is truly the nation that we call Israel, which we don't think it is, but that's what they called it. Their survival is at stake. Are they just a pawn to be used in the New World Order's plans? Well, we'll see. They have no option other than what they do. That is to try to get the weapons of mass destruction released quicker than Iran and Syria can retaliate. That's the only hope they've got. This will come sudden. Remember what the Bible says when they say peace and safety? Then cometh sudden destruction. All of the supporting roles by these nations that are gathered around, they are not going to be able to secure Israel's safety. Israel now is susceptible to this weapon that Iran and Syria has, the chemicals. They will use it. And for them to die, it's an honor. We look at death as fatal and absolute. They have been trained and purposed to give their life with bravery. They're sort of like the pilots of Japan. It's ironic that they're suffering their fate. It's sad to see this world become a victim of the most deadliest of all. It's the chemical, the weapons of mass destruction that have been engineered with no antidote to take. There's nothing that will counteract. You can't take iodine. It won't help. There's nothing. You will die with the flesh melting off of your frame, your eyes actually liquefying in its sockets. That's all biblical. It's all coming in the Third World War, which the planners believe that they can survive. The international bankers will go deep underground. They will rest and hide until the danger is over, and then they will emerge to run the world in a new world order. With you, the undesirable, removed from the earth. Talk about the ocean becoming uninhabitable, all the fish die. These are not jokes, ladies and gentlemen. They're realities. And with this weapon of mass destruction, these chemical, high-explosive warheads exploding over these nations in the north, that's us, all through Europe and around the world, no nation will be excused. Russia will be forced to join along with China. Guess whose side they're going to be on? We're going to have a time of trouble. Such as the world has never seen. During the 2006 war, the world watched as Israeli towns were hit time and again by the rockets that was fired upon them. The next time that they're fired, it will be with weapons of mass destruction, and they know what the risks are. The long-range delivery capabilities of Iran, the fact that they are eagerly pursuing weapons of the nuclear range to counteract Israel's capability. Nobody speaks of them having nuclear weapons, and they've always said they wouldn't be the first to use it. Don't trust them. When they say peace and safety, don't trust them. The threat is dramatically increased if these dirty bombs, these biological, chemical warheads are used. And believe me, Iran and Syria will use them, as it is an honor for them to die and their fighters to die. And they care not if they take you with them. It would be an act of courage on their part. The Israelis may nuke both Iran and Syria. However, these two nations possess a fatal return punch. So what they have designed here is a time of trouble, regardless of what you're looking at. You are seeing these on your TV sets, these planes knocking out Gaddafi's armor. We saw it 6 or 7 years ago in Iraq. It's nice to sit in your easy chair with your pretzels and beer watching the carnage that we can inflict from the heavens. This time, it will be America hit. It will be Israel hit. Because it's certain that Iran will respond. And they will introduce into the Middle East a time of trouble such as the world has never known. Well, ladies and gentlemen, prepare. Get your mind off of Japan. We might have another earthquake here in America. Because these events are happening very strange timing. While the world is looking the other way, then cometh the sudden destruction that I've talked about. Be also ready, for you know not. Now, silver and gold is not going to help you now. That's going into the streets. You can't hide when you can't breathe. You got to come up for air. And you that have no underground shelter or bomb shelters, which if you had one, it would do you no good if it was chemical related. you'd have to have great advanced filtration to filter out all of the viruses that could creep in. Even some of the best that is built and designed by the government, some of them won't escape. Many of them be trapped like rats in a hole. Time of trouble. Let me repeat it one more time before I leave you tonight. A time of trouble such as the world has never seen coming soon. Because we are seeing in the Middle East the beginning of the time of trouble. It's been building, escalating. But are we going to push the wrong nations too far? We've laid off of Iran. Iran has got a counter punch. Syria won't tolerate insurrection in their country. They've had a dictator for years and years and years. This strife and this uprising has been designed by a powerful group of people. They may get more than they bargained for. You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Paul out of the great state of Michigan. And we would hope and trust that you could call Brother Paul at 1-800-253-2748. That's 1-800-253-2748. Tell Brother Paul that you heard Pastor Buddy talking about the coming destruction of the Third World War. It will start innocent. It will seem like it's going to be a short, no troops on the ground deal. But you can bet that the troops won't be able to stand up on the ground. The ones that are there will die. You, the innocent. This is the collateral damage that it will cause. Weapons of mass destruction means that the chemicals that will spread in the air, if you're worried about Japan, worry about the great arsenal of Iran and Syria and some of our own allies that are capable of using them. That's Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Write me tonight. I need your help. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. We're on the radio 6 nights a week. We're not complaining because we know it's going to be a short time. Be ye also ready. That's Post Office Box 568. If you agree with Pastor Buddy, if you'd like to pray, all we can do. You're a sitting duck. Rains on the just and the unjust. Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live around the world. 423-351-1082. Now, I'd like to talk to you about our website. There's articles of this nature posted on our website. Brother Bob has got oneyahweh.com up and running. Everything is well oiled. Bob takes good care of it. If you have any complaints about the website or comments, please leave our webmaster, Brother Bob, out of the great state of Arkansas. Expect on the New Madrid fault line, runs in that area down that way, expect great shaking. Wouldn't surprise me if we don't have a strong earthquake in America to take your attention off of what I preached tonight. Be y'all so ready. Have you made it right with Yahweh? Have you repented? Are you baptized in His name? I'm going to talk to you very soon, beginning next week, on our series of festival keeping. Could be your last one. You might ought to plan on keeping the Passover coming up here in the month of May. We're already into almost the month of April. We'll be in the second Passover, the time of May, before you know it. Could be your last one, like I say. Keep something for Yahweh. Better to die serving Yahweh than serving the devil. And choose this day who you're going to serve. Well, I'll see you. I'm off tomorrow, but I'll see you Friday night around the world on WWRB at 3.185, their channel that most people know it by. You can also go to 2.390. That's what we're transmitting on tonight. And 5050. Go to 2.390 every, well, it's 4 or 5 nights a week that we're on WWRB. You can pick us up a schedule. Go online to WWRB and look at our schedule. And you can get our times. We'll be here 5 nights a week on WWRB. We're also on WWCR around the world on Sunday night, prime time, 9 o'clock. We love all of you and we appreciate you very much. Be you also ready. Work on your salvation. You can get bulletproof armor. It won't keep the viruses out. You can dig your hole and go in a cave. It'll find you. You can go up in an airplane and it's going to be in the clouds. It's going to be in your drinking water. It's going to be in the food that you eat. You're not going to be able to escape. Large sums of people are going to die. Everything in the ocean and the waters is going to turn blood red with death. Revelations is happening now, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to wait on it. It's here now. The days that you have longed for are upon you. Prepare. Repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time around the world. Yahweh bless you.